In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Before ascending into heaven, our Lord Jesus Christ gave a great commission to his apostles, and through them to the church until the end of times. He said, "Go and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you." And the apostles, as real men of God, wanted it to accomplish faithfully the work entrusted to them by our Lord. However, they were afraid. Afraid to accomplish their mission. So much afraid that they were all locked inside the upper room. But on that Sunday, on Pentecost, they received the strength they needed. The Holy Ghost came down on the apostles and it transformed them completely, in such a way that they were not the same. From fearful men they were, they became fearless witnesses to the truth, to the point of giving their own lives for our Lord. You see, before they were afraid, but after they were able to give their lives for our Lord. What a transformation. So on that very day, on Pentecost, they began preaching the truth without any fear and without any compromise. The truth, because only the truth can make us free. And they also received the gift of tongues, which was given so they could preach the gospel to all nations. So after Pentecost, the apostles were ready to go into the world and convert all nations to the true faith. To convert, to make new disciples, to proselytize. Because this is the mission that Christ gave to his church. Go and teach all nations. Go and save their souls. But before departing, each apostle to a different corner of the earth, it was agreed that they should compose a symbol, a profession of faith, in which they would state the truths that they all were to teach, so there would be no differences among them. Because as there is only one Lord and one baptism, so there should be only one faith. And so it was done. By the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, each apostle enunciated one article of the faith. And that's why the creed has 12 articles, because each one of them comes from one of the apostles. This was the first profession of faith, called the Apostles' Creed. It's called the Apostles' Creed not only because it expresses the apostolic faith, but also because it comes from the apostles themselves. This was the faith that they were to teach all nations. And this is exactly the same faith that the Catholic Church holds to this day. This creed was the model for all the professions of faith that came afterwards. For example, the creed that we say at Mass, called the Creed of Nicaea Constantinople, is just an explanation of the Apostles' Creed. But now, if we look closely at the Apostles' Creed, we will see that beyond this division of 12 articles, there is yet another division. A division which is very important and meaningful. The apostles divided the creed in three principal parts. Because at the center, at the heart of our faith, there is the mystery of the Most Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Three persons, but only one divinity. Three in one, and one in three. The first part of the creed begins with, "I believe in God, the Father Almighty." And it speaks about the creation of heaven and earth. The second part of the creed begins with, "And I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord." And it speaks about the salvation of mankind. And the third part of the creed begins with the words, "I believe in the Holy Ghost." And it speaks about the work of our sanctification and glorification. So each part of the creed expresses our faith in one of the three divine persons. And it speaks about the work that we attribute to that same divine person. To the Father, we attribute the work of creation. To the Son, we attribute the work of salvation. And to the Holy Ghost, we attribute the work of sanctification. However, there is an important thing for us to understand here. Even though we make all these divisions and attributions, we have to know that in all his actions, in all his works concerning creatures, the Most Holy Trinity works together as one principle. Which means that the creation of the world is not the work of God the Father alone, but it is the work of the entire Trinity. What we do in the Creed is simply to attribute the creation to the Father, because the creation is a work of power, and power is attributed in a special way to the first person of the Most Holy Trinity. But the creation of the world is a work of the whole Trinity. It is the work of the Father, yes, but together with the Son and the Holy Ghost. And the same can be said about our salvation. It is true that only the second person of the Most Holy Trinity became man, suffered and died for us. However, the entire Trinity participated in the incarnation of the Son and in the work of redemption as well. But we attribute the work of salvation to the Son because the salvation is a work of wisdom. And the wisdom is attributed in a special way to the second person of the Most Holy Trinity. Our salvation is the work of the Son, yes, but together with the Father and the Holy Ghost. And the work of our sanctification is also a work of the Trinity. Concerning the third part of the Creed, I know that some people do not understand it in the right way. And I will tell you why. When they read, "I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting," they think that the Holy Ghost is simply one of the things in which they are to believe. But that's not correct. In the third part of the Creed, we profess our faith in the divine person of the Holy Ghost. We say, "I believe in the Holy Ghost." And then, as we did with the Father and the Son, we list the words that we attribute to the Holy Ghost, which are the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and everlasting life. These are works of grace and glory, which we attribute to the Holy Ghost. But as I said, the work of sanctification and glorification is a work of the whole Trinity. However, we attribute it in a special way to the Holy Ghost, because the work of sanctification is a work of love. And love is attributed in a special way to the Holy Ghost. But He does not work alone. Our sanctification is the work of the Holy Ghost, yes, but together with the Father and the Son. It's so beautiful to consider, my brethren, that the Father is in the Son, and the Son in the Father, and the Holy Ghost in the Father and in the Son. And the Father and the Son in the Holy Ghost. They are always together. As our blessed Lord said, I am never alone. The Father is always with me. And this is also true concerning the Holy Ghost. So this little glance at the great mystery of the Most Holy Trinity should make us realize that when we receive our Lord Jesus Christ in the Blessed Sacrament, He does not come alone. The Father and the Holy Ghost are with Him. When we receive one, we receive the three. What an amazing truth, overwhelming reality of this great mystery. Three persons, but only one substance. Trinity and indivisible unity. We cannot separate one divine person from the other two. So, my brethren, let us ponder this beautiful truth of our faith. Let us dive into this infinite ocean of knowledge and love, which is the mystery of the Most Holy Trinity. And let us believe firmly in this great mystery here on earth, so one day we may contemplate it face to face in heaven. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.